The man has arrived. Brian Burke is here. It's a busy day, and we appreciate him coming in here looking sharp. We'll see how, you know, it's one of those days. It could be one of those days you get a little bit frazzled. Thanks for coming down. Good to see you.
These headphones are going to mess up my hair.
You know what? I was thinking about that on the way down here. I don't know why we have these things. It's not like we're calling a game or we need to, you know what I mean? Unless you're going to start swinging at us, and then we got to defend ourselves, but I hope it doesn't get to that.
No, I think with the red hair, you're okay.
Yeah, all right. You don't like this day, or you kind of somewhat enjoy this day?
Well, I think this day is really important for our league. I think the intention that it draws, and I think people are very interested in seeing how teams can improve, or if you're a seller, improve long term. But I think we make a lot of mistakes on these days, the teams that add players. And I've said this before, and I'm not going to back away from it. I think our group, when I mean the GMs, including myself as a former GM, the math doesn't work. You know, like 18 teams are going to add players today and try and improve, and I'm pretty sure they still only give the Stanley Cup to one team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of mistakes are made, but I do love the buzz around it. I love the mentality, too. You think you're close, and you're going to go for it. There's a riverboat gambler's mentality on trade deadline day, and it's kind of cool.
You get a pair of picks for Jiří Hudler. I know Brad talked the other day about how there's only so much of that pie to hand out. Happy with the return? A second-round pick is a valuable asset.
Two picks, and the second-round pick, in my mind, for a player of this contract status and age, I think was a good return. Jiří Hudler did some really good things here, and he's a good kid. No, we're not a kid anymore. He is to me, but good guy, and we wish him well, but we had to take this, in my mind.
Chris Russell becomes the next guy that everyone's going to be watching. And we were joking, Rhett, what about Boston? We're hearing Boston, we're hearing Dallas, and where would he fit on this blue line? And Rhett, you said, well, he can fit on any blue line in the National Hockey League. He'd look good. Hard to weigh the asset that you may get in return as opposed to trading away a guy who almost epitomizes what you want in a player?
Well, let's start with the guy. We love Chris Russell. Chris Russell is a classic Flame, classic Alberta kid. I mean, his dad was a bullfighter, for God's sake. This kid grew up in a rodeo household. We love him, and we have made a significant offer to keep him in terms of a contract. But his agent feels, and Rusty feels, you know, you don't get many chances to test the market, and we understand that. And he thinks term-wise and money-wise he can do better. We understand that. But that means it's probably time to part ways. And I think we owed Rusty a good faith effort to sign him. I think we owed our fans that. But now, moving forward, to fit him in with our defense and the players whose contracts are up, that would have to make financial sense, and I don't think we'll be able to reach an agreement like that today. So he's likely on the move.
Is it more about the team and where it is salary cap-wise and fitting him in, or is it more about his length and ask?
I'd say it's both.
Both?
I'd say it's both. And to be fair, I don't think his contract demands are outrageous or unfair at all.
Yeah.
Like, this is a quality person. Where we are with the evolution of our team, what you're getting at, is probably the biggest root of the problem, which is the changes we've made, the players whose contracts are up or going to be up, how do we keep that group together and plug in the rest of the team? It's probably more of that than the latter, but a little bit of both.
I know you've said in the past that you have to have kind of that tipping point where this trade makes sense, what we're getting in return makes sense, but we're not just going to give him away, because then teams think they can call you 1 minute to deadline and you'll just give them something for nothing. Do you have that price point in your mind for what it's going to take, or is that kind of a moving target as we get close to 1 o'clock?
Well, we've met the price point, the minimum standards that we would attack. We set our prices internally, and I think it's important that people understand this. This is why Mike Camilleri did not move. I didn't get anything of value for Mike Camilleri, not one offer. And he's a good kid, and he's a good player. So we made the decision that rather than give players away and have people know that the Calgary Flames will give players away at the end, we kept them. And I think it enabled Tree to make his deal with Washington last year. And I think it's strengthened their position this year as far as we're not giving these guys away. I kept a guy, you know, like I kept Ruslan Soleil, late great Ruslan Soleil, great guy, great player. I kept him in Anaheim the year before we won the Cup because we needed him. And I said, this is the same as me going out and getting you as a rental. If I give you away, I'm going to look for you. I'm keeping you. I'm not trading you. I'm going to keep you till the end of the year. Then I'll help you get the money somewhere else. So we're not giving anyone away. But I think we were already past the point where we would consider the deal something we would have to take.
So now it's just a matter of the riverboat gambler, right? Seeing how much you can kind of dance in that dance to see what more you can get.
Well, the offers are already better than they were last night.
Yeah.
And the offers yesterday were better than the offers the day before. That's kind of how it works. So the key here is you just can't be left at the altar. You can't drive too hard a bargain and have someone make a deal somewhere else and leave you standing there.
Is it just UFAs? Because I know a lot of times on this day, a lot of the unrestricted free agents, they'll get dealt maybe in the days leading up to. And then on trade deadline day, there's maybe some other names that you might not expect that have some term left. Are you seeing those type of offers as well?
We've got a couple. Tree's got a couple deals like that in the hopper, which we call hockey deals as opposed to money deals,
sure.
Future deals. So there's a couple hockey deals on the table. They're obviously, timing-wise, you're going to try and make sure you move all your UFA guys that command value. But there's a couple hockey deals possible, yeah.